Appendix J, Special Cargo. This appendix provides general guidance on the preparation and shipment of hazmat, ammunition, and classified and sensitive material. The nature of these types of cargo requires special attention. If there are any questions, consult the appropriate regulation or seek the assistance of an expert. Hazmat is any material, including waste, which may pose an unreasonable risk to health, safety, property, or the environment when they exist in specific quantities and forms. It also includes any other materials that may endanger human life or property because of quantity, properties, or packaging. Special storage, use, handling, and shipment safety procedures and protocols must be followed to help protect against accidental exposure. Hazmat must be properly prepared and documented in accordance with DTR 4500.9-R Part 2 and Part 3, TM 38-250, and other service, agency, or command publications. Documentation must include the total hazmat quantity and a certificate stating that the hazmat is properly classified, described, packaged, marked, and labeled. Only specially trained individuals have authority to certify hazmat for transportation. Contact the ITO or MCT to determine what certification requirements apply to each hazmat item being prepared for shipment. The deploying unit must ensure that all ammunition and explosives are secured properly in containers and vehicles. SDDC issues authorization for ammunition to be in the port and aboard vessels. Provisions for Department of Transportation exemptions which may be used for shipment are followed. For example, vehicle fuel tanks will be no more than 3/4 full when shipping under Department of Transportation Exemption 7280. Otherwise, fuel tanks must be only 1/4 full when shipping aboard a commercial vessel that is carrying civilians in addition to military cargo. Fire extinguishers in racks designed expressly for them will not be removed from motor vehicles. Oxygen and acetylene tanks are labeled and marked with the UIC and shipment unit number removed from the vehicle and placed on a separate pallet. Fuel tanks of trailer-mounted equipment containing combustion engines are only 50% full. 5-gallon fuel cans, field cans, water heaters, gasoline lanterns, portable generators, blow torches, and similar equipment in which combustibles other than diesel fuel are stored are completely drained and cleaned before shipment. In a declared national emergency, 5-gallon cans can contain fuel. Battery boxes and covers are serviceable and positioned so as not to touch the terminals and to prevent arcing. Batteries of non-self-propelled equipment are disconnected and terminal ends protected from arcing and corrosion. When mode or other regulatory guidance requires, bulk fuel carriers are drained and purged, and the proper placards affixed to them. A purge certificate should be prepared and kept available. Fueled vehicles shipped in closed freight containers have their battery cables disconnected and secured. Labels should be affixed to the access doors of the container, warning of a potential explosion when the doors are opened. Appendix J of the print version of this publication provides a list of references that should be used whenever hazmat is prepared for shipment. Ammunition shipments are usually scheduled through military ammunition ports. Designated military ammunition ports serve the strategic purpose of routinely handling shipments of ammunition. To meet deployment requirements, ammunition may be moved through a commercial port. If the unit is deployed through a commercial seaport and must carry basic load ammunition with them, the SDDC manager for the port must first be notified of the intent to ship ammunition. The unit submits the following data through the ITO early in movement planning. DOD ammunition code, Department of Transportation proper shipping name, total quantity, number of packages, total net explosive weight in pounds, weight of each package in pounds, cube of each package, United Nations identification number, classification code consisting of hazard class and division number followed by compatibility group letter, shipment configuration. This will allow processing of DOD explosives safety waivers and Coast Guard permits. Classified material. Classified material is cargo that requires protection in the interest of national security. The nature of classified cargo requires that shippers and transporters handle it in a way that it can be identified, accounted for, secured, segregated, or handled in a special way to safeguard it. Detailed instructions are included in DTR 4500.9-R. Do not identify classified cargo on the outside of the shipping containers. When transporting classified material, enclose it in two sealed containers, such as boxes or heavy wrappings. Detailed instructions for packing classified material are contained in AR 380-5. Communications security information will be transmitted in accordance with AR 380-40. Special access programs material will be transmitted and transported in accordance with AR 380-5, AR 380-381, and applicable special access program procedure guides. Commands will establish local procedures to meet the minimum requirements to minimize risk of compromise, while permitting use of the most effective transmission or transportation means. Preparation of material for transmission in envelopes or containers. When classified information is transmitted, it will be enclosed in two opaque, sealed wrappings or containers, durable enough to properly protect the material from accidental exposure and to ease in detecting tampering. Classified material will be prepared for shipment, packaged, and properly sealed to minimize the risk of accidental exposure or undetected deliberate compromise. The following exceptions apply. If the classified material is an internal component of a packageable item of equipment, the outside shell or body can be considered as the inner enclosure, provided it does not reveal classified information. If the classified material is an inaccessible internal component of a bulky item of equipment, the outside or body of the item can be considered to be a sufficient enclosure, provided observation of it does not reveal classified information. If the classified material is an item or piece of equipment that is not easily packageable and the shell or body is classified, it will be concealed with an opaque covering that will hide all classified features. Specialized shipping containers, including closed cargo transporters, can be considered the outer wrapping or cover when used. The consigner of a bulk shipment will select a carrier that will provide a single line service from the point of origin to destination when such a service is available. Ship packages weighing less than 200 pounds in closed vehicles only. Notify the consignees and military transshipping activities of the nature of the shipment, including level of classification, the means of shipment, the serial number of the seals, if used, and the anticipated time and date of arrival by separate communication at least 24 hours before arrival of the shipment. Advise the first military transshipping activity that, in the event the material does not move on the conveyance originally anticipated, the transshipping activity should advise the consignee with information of the firm date and estimated time of arrival. Upon receipt of the advance notice of a shipment of classified material, consignees and transshipping activities will take appropriate steps to receive the classified shipment and to protect it upon arrival. Annotate the bills of lading to require the carrier to notify the consignor immediately by the fastest means if the shipment is unduly delayed en route. Such annotations will not, under any circumstances, disclose the classified nature of the commodity. When seals are used, annotate substantially as follows. Do not break seals except in emergency or upon authority of consignor or consignee. If broken, apply carrier seals as soon as possible and immediately notify consignor and consignee. Require the consignee to advise the consignor of any shipment not received more than 48 hours after the estimated time of arrival furnished by the consignor or the transshipping activity. Upon receipt of such notice, the consignor will immediately trace the shipment. If there is evidence that the classified material was subjected to compromise, the procedure set forth in AR 380-5, Chapter 10, for reporting compromises will apply. Packaging material must be strong and durable enough to provide security protection while in transit, to keep items from breaking out of the container, and to help detect any tampering with the container. The wrappings must conceal all classified characteristics. Use closed and locked vehicles, compartments, or cars for shipment of classified material, except when the appropriate authority permits another method. When classified material is transported, it will not be stored in any detachable storage compartment, such as automobile trailers, luggage racks, aircraft travel pods, or drop tanks. When transporting classified material across international borders, arrangements must be made to ensure that customs, border, or other inspectors, either United States or foreign, do not open the material. Place a serial-numbered seal on doors of containers, vehicles, or compartments that contain classified or protected cargo. The serial number must be entered on the shipment unit packing list and on all shipping documents. The unit authorizing the transport of the classified equipment must notify the ITO and MCT and appropriate carrier in advance. Shipping classified material by rail may require commanders to provide guards or escorts. When traveling by motor convoy, escorts must ensure constant surveillance of classified material. Classified material must stay within the escort's personal possession and observation at all times. Larger pieces of secret shipments, such as missiles, may require outside storage. If so, take special protective measures to include constant and continuous surveillance by at least one or more escorts in the area. Sensitive material. Sensitive material is cargo that could threaten public safety if compromised. Sensitive cargo must be properly secured and identified to port personnel so that sufficient security can be provided. Do not identify security cargo on the outside of the shipping containers. Detailed instructions are included in DTR 4500.9-R. For sensitive cargo, units must adhere to the following. Remove crew-served weapons from vehicles. Place them in containers that are sealed and secured with an approved device. Ensure packaging material is strong and durable enough to provide security protection while in transit. Secure containers, vehicles, or compartments with an appropriate locking device as directed by the installation security officer. Also, place a serial-numbered seal on the door. Enter the serial number on the shipment unit packing list. Identify sensitive items in the commodity code on the unit's OEL and UDL. Eliminate indications of sensitive items from outside of the container, vehicle, or compartment that contain sensitive items. Identify this fact on the unit's OEL and UDL. Provide guards or escorts when shipping sensitive material by rail. Customer support. See AR 700-143 for more detailed instructions on packaging of hazmat and points of contact for service and agency subject matter experts. Training for container loading for ammunition and explosive items can be obtained by contacting the Defense Ammunition Center, McAlester, Oklahoma, at their website listed in the references section of Appendix M.